And now we're going to go to North Mecklenburg County to continue the student assignment conversation. Residents gathered in Cornelius last week to discuss the issue at a meeting organized by the area's school board representative, Rhonda Lennon. Here's a little about Lennon's district. It includes four high schools. Two are considered average by state grading standards. Those are Hopewell and North Meck. The others, Mallard Creek and Huff, are higher performing schools. Mallard Creek is 2/3 black, 16% white, and 9% Latino. Huff is 76% white, 11% black, and 7% Latino. The school is in Cornelius, where the meeting was held. A full house of parents and CMS Superintendent Ann Clark attended. So did WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn.
Extra chairs had to be brought in as CMS staff, elected officials, but mainly parents filled a meeting room at the Cornelius Town Hall.
I really do want to have you guys in groups where you're able to share. So if you are a parent of a high school age student in District 1, would you stand up?
As parents readily discussed their ideas and fears, strong emotions surfaced. Here's the conversation from one group.
I'm tired of my kids went to school with these kids for the last 9 years and now they're splitting off to another high school. That burns me up.
I would like my child to sleep as much as they can. So get up in the morning, eat their breakfast, take a reasonable time to get to school, have a good education.
Many of the parents felt that way, and even though they didn't necessarily want their children bused far from home, in order for the district to create racially and economically diverse student populations, many said diversity is important, but not parent Marla Nesta and several others as the discussion continued.
I don't think it's the school system's job to make diversity shoved down anyone's throat. If you want to give kids a good education, look at it as a whole. Take your focus away from us, because apparently we must be doing okay if you're trying to bus our kids. You moving my kids somewhere else isn't doing them any good. And you will hurt our housing price, too. The housing value is going to plummet as soon as that happens.
But at the end of the day, it requires a little bit of change from all of us, and that's a little bit uncomfortable. What are people talking about when they say, if this happens, my school will not be strong? That's what I kind of want to understand.
My perspective is parent involvement. If my child was to not stay in the Cornelius area, I won't be able to attend any of those after-school events. So the community school is what determines my involvement with my child's education.
But the problem is that when our priorities of neighborhood schools and school proximity and where we live get mixed with what seems to be the district's priority of mixing everyone together, it's whose priority is more important, I guess.
They look at the schools that are in the north and the south side, and they're saying, those are the types of schools that we want. How can we integrate the other school areas? And there's the option of we can disperse what we have into those other schools to make them stronger, which might not happen. Or do you take what you have in the low performing schools and integrate them into the strong schools and build on what you already have?
At this point, Sybil Barco, an African American parent who had been quiet, spoke up.
Like being in a neighborhood school, I like that my kid goes to school very close. I like that she can walk to school. I like all of that stuff. However, some of the conversation is bothering me a bit. My kid's going to be fine no matter where she goes because she's a high flyer and a high achiever. So while I'm a proponent of neighborhood, I like that it's close. I also value things like diversity in a school. I think you can value both, and it's not our kids versus other kids and fixing problems.
For parent Todd Kuntz, the redrawing of the lines is a reality that they all have to accept. He just hopes the district comes up with a plan that allows parents some flexibility.
If there are options for people to choose for what they feel is strong, I think having that choice and being able to make that choice is a very good option for us to provide to people.
He says people get scared when that choice is taken away. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.